This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and I thought I'm gonna make a little bit of a lighter weight video for you guys today, taking a break from deep research of backend engineering, right? Those can exhaust your mind when you watch these videos and keep learning and learning. So I thought I'd talk to you about my interviewing techniques, and by no means it's not perfect, and I don't think there is a perfect interview question that you need to memorize to get any job you want. Those might be shortcuts where you learn certain thing and you know what the interviewer will ask, and based on that you can guess or answer and memorize these things. But I don't think this is a good strategy in general. But that being said, my approach is, instead of asking, oh, solve Dijkstra algorithm or do a quick sort algorithm, which can be easily memorized if you think about it, right? And as a result, if you ask these kind of questions and the candidate just memorized them and happen to guys read or do take these courses, right? These algorithm courses and come to an interview and nail the interview. Yeah, how do you know they are good? They might have been able to solve these algorithms, but it doesn't prove that they have the capability to think on themselves. They have the abilities to have analytical thinking. So that's the question I ask is, I'm going to tell you in a minute, but it's a very open-winded question. And I tailor this question specifically to the backend, but I tweak it a little bit based on how the interview is going. And the reason I make it so open-winded is the candidate will not be able to kind of give one answer and this is the right answer, because guess what? That question doesn't have an answer. It has like multiple thousands of answers. And as a result, you can just gauge your interviewee. You can gauge your candidate's skills. You can gauge how much they know. You can gauge how willing are they to be pragmatic on their solutions. All right. So 3 minutes and we didn't ask that question. That question is as the following. Given an architectural system, there is a database and there is a back-end web application, right? The database could be PostgreSQL Server, could be MySQL, anything you want. There is a web server that is consuming this database, right? At the back end. Could be Node.js, could be Django, Java, anything you prefer. And there's in front of that, there is a reverse proxy that does load balancing this thing. And I don't specify details, if you notice. I just say very high level details, right? And then this reverse proxy could be Nginx, could be HAProxy, could be Caddy. I just give them examples, right? And then finally, there is this application, right? This the client application, could be a desktop application, could be a web browser. And the reason I don't say one thing is just to confuse them even more, because if you pick a web versus desktop, the branch, first of all, the candidate will go to the branch they are most comfortable, which is something I want to know. Second thing is that if they go to the web, that's not wrong. It's just I want to know where they're going after that, right? It's just fascinating to have a discussion after that. So this is the stack, right? And I told the candidates, hey, you're responsible for the whole stack. I don't like the word full stack engineer. just because I don't think there is someone who can be adept in the whole stack. Yeah, you can know about the whole thing, but to be very well a master on certain thing, you have to pick one thing and dive deep into it. There's nothing wrong with being a full stack engineer. I'm just saying you'll be a generalist at best, right? That's my idea, right? But yeah, so you're responsible for the whole stack. And now I just say, here's what happened. Here's the problem. My user have this application all the way here, and they're clicking on a button, right? And this button, when the moment they click on this button, the application freezes for 60 seconds, exactly 60 seconds. And then the response comes back and a table is displayed with the results. So this button is responsible to display the results. So I say, this is the question. Where, what do you do to identify the performance problem in the whole stack? And I just let them run with it. Obviously, there is no right or wrong answer. The problem, right, could be in the front-end application, could be in the reverse proxy. The reverse proxy could be choking on something. The web server could be processing this stuff, and it could be that the database could be just a slow database query that doesn't have indexes, or could be we're retrieving too much information, or could be we're doing something, anything in this stack, right? And based on that, it is fascinating for the past 16 years of my career, the different answers I get on these questions. And based on that, I have a gut feeling to, okay, let's hire this guy or gal. It's just a gut feeling at the end of the day, because, oh, all right. You will notice that if someone is really interested in databases, they will spend so much time here. All their time is like, okay, I might do this. I might go do database tuning. I might actually enable database tracing and see how the queries look like. I'm going to see. They spend a lot of time. And if they're really passionate about front-end engineering, you will see most of their time spent on the front-end. And this is, okay, I'm going to look at dev tools, and I do all that stuff. I'm going to check all these networking. I'm going to check the JavaScript stack. I'm going to check the event loop and see if I'm doing something wrong. And sometimes they say stuff I don't even know, like I'm going to check React components, which I don't know anything about, right? So yeah, it's just... So, and as they talk through the stack, I see their eyes light up in certain areas. And this is where I know, oh, this guy or gal is really passionate about this area, right? Because they're spending a lot of time just discussing this stuff, right? And if they gloss over this thing, doesn't mean they are bad. It's just they're not interested. And that's absolutely fine, right? So some people spend a lot of time in the reverse proxy. And my God, I met one gal. She was so good. She broke down. She spent almost like 25 minutes talking about the reverse proxy and how she can optimize it. I was baffled. She was so good. Yeah, she ended up accepting another offer though. But yeah, so that's fascinating. All this stuff is fascinating to me. That's the question I ask guys in an interview. Again, it gives you some indication, but I don't think there is a question that you can ask that say, that's the gal I want, or that's the guy I want. I don't think they exist. There's no way to find if this person fits your job. You can ask them technical question all you want. It's like, oh, what is, and sometimes I do that. Like, sometimes I like to make the candidate uncomfortable a little bit. Like if they spend a lot of time in their front end, I know they don't know much about back end. So I ask them very, very stupid questions that I know they're not going to answer, but I just want them to feel a little bit unease, right? It's just an asshole move from me. And I was like, okay, talk to me about repeatable read isolation level, for example, in databases. And when we're going to use it. Obviously, this is a little bit of a very technical question, and specifically to the relational databases, right? But I still like to ask this question. But if they didn't answer, that does not mean they don't get the job or they are bad. Not at all, right? And most engineers that interview for a long time understand this thing. There's no way. It's always a gamble if we hire someone. It's always about how you feel, gut feeling. And Gary V actually says that sometimes. Says, okay, if I look at someone, he's even at the extreme end. It's like he look at someone and says, okay, you're hired. Because he quickly fires someone if they don't perform. He doesn't have a problem with that, right? So this is his approach. So he hire, and he doesn't have problem with firing. So he doesn't have a problem with hiring, he doesn't have a problem. So it's like he shows a trial and based on his gut feeling, right? And yeah, so that's the idea of the interview. I hope it gives you some sort of a idea if you're interviewing for a job. Just be yourself. And if you're truly to yourself, you enjoying engineering, there is a job out there for you that just fits you. And just be kind, be nice, be down to earth. And if you know something, if you don't know something, just say, I don't know. That's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean anything, right? If the interviewer asking you difficult questions just for the sake of they showing their skills, then I don't think that's a good interviewer either. So it's a balance. I don't know. So I don't think there is a way to pass an interview, right? A sure thing way to pass an interview. Yeah, you can memorize all the algorithms you want, but I never ask any algorithm question in my job. Or even my previous job for that matter. But yeah, guys, that's a quick video today. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. And I'm going to see you in the next one. I had to head back to work. It's around 6 in the morning. Just thought I'm going to make a video for you guys. Gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.